United Airlines has shelled out $10 million as a deposit to get its hands on 100 flying taxis, a sign of faith for the up-and-coming sector. But how close are we really actually to be using these convenient flying contraptions we've been hearing about so much? And what would it look like? For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bob Hertan, retired professor of aviation safety and human factors at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University at Travis Air Force Base. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. Do you think the industry is set up well to make the move from longer travel to commuter travel?
Well, I guess you'd have to... So thanks for having me. I guess you'd have to say, what's the definition of commuter travel? Are they going to be doing inner city or intra-city? And you have to look at that. Back in the 60s and 70s, they actually had helicopter commuting in the Bay Area that would go to the major airport. So, and that didn't last because it was not financially viable.
The whirlybirds, right?
Yes.
Wow. And the feds spent a lot of money on that, but it turned out to be a failure.
Correct.
Let me ask you the difference between a plain old helicopter, and these are electric, I guess, the ones that United Airlines put the order on, and electric flying taxis. I mean, are they different things?
Well, from what I've seen with the electric taxis and the ones that are out there trying to get certified or approved are primarily the VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing, like a helicopter, but then they convert to airplane mode while they're traveling. Back in the 20 years ago, the VTOL, which is the same as the Osprey that the military uses for their vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, Japan built quite a few heliports to use this because that was going to be the next big thing, and that didn't happen. Nobody's flying them except the military.
Have you seen the prototypes? What do they look like? How many passengers could they possibly carry?
Well, right now the prototypes can only carry like four. So financially, it's really going to be only right now. On the East Coast, there's helicopter service in and out of New York. There's some down in L.A. You're going to have pretty good change in your wallet to be able to use those. When four people per flight is not going to really make it unless they charge enough.
And that's what got me thinking, really, how the business model works and why United Airlines is so high on this, that they're putting a $10 million deposit on it.
Well, you have to see what the rest of the terms are within that $10 million deposit. But there's something that's going to happen out of it, and eventually maybe, I don't know how many decades out, we'll see things like in the movies where there's all these multiple of aircraft flying in and out of around in cities. But you're going to have it carry more people or more stuff to make it financially viable.
You're a retired professor of aviation safety. So do you think this is going to be a safe way to travel?
Well, I think it'd be the FAA is really taking a hard look at it, and they are not. That their safety concerns are the biggest thing. They don't want it just falling out of the sky all over the place. What you've got is, right now in aircraft, you can have a system ADS-B in and out, which allows you in your aircraft to see other aircraft. Your aircraft is not autonomous, so it won't fly itself around these. And that's one of the things that the FAA is going to look at is, are the pilots going to have to deconflict with the rest of the traffic, or will the aircraft autonomously deconflict? So that's another big issue.
Well, thank you for talking to us about this. Bob Hertan is a retired professor of aviation safety and human factors at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University at Travis Air Force Base.